Welcome back to the Grilling Guys. A little army music to get things going. This is Barbecue Bob. Jop is on a little break out in Minnesota. And just north of Minnesota, there's a little touch of Michigan that extends out as far west as you can go in Michigan. It's practically to the Great Plains. It's a town that my grandmother used to live in and my family's from. It's called Ironwood, Michigan. And in that town, there is a factory with a 114-year-old tradition of making a hat called a Stormy Cromer, a legendary headpiece that has exploded in the last 10 years. And Stormy Cromer has come on to help Operation GI Barbecue. They're also great sponsors of the Grilling Guys show, and we wear their gear everywhere. And the president of that company is a young lady by the name of Gina Jackwert Thorson, and she is on the grilling line right now with us. Gina, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, so great to have you join us. You're just a breath of fresh air, and the UP, I sure hope the UP appreciates what they've got in Stormy Cromer.
Oh, well, we love being here. It's kind of, you know, the UP is in our DNA, so it's, my dad, who is the CEO here, always says Stormy Cromer couldn't really exist anywhere else, so we're proud to be here.
I believe that's true, and it's a great story if you ever check them out online. And any guy who's out on his grill in the wintertime especially needs a good hat, and we have come to rely on our Stormy Cromers. I've been wearing them for a long time because my family, of course, Nurmico Road is just to the east of you off of US 2. But that's where my grandfather and all my grandfathers, actually, both of them arrived from Sweden and Finland. And we've got established roots there for over a century. And that is the place I spent every summer. And I used to play in the sawmill. My grandmother lived real close to your factory, and there was the Ahonen sawmill there, which was a great place to play hide-and-seek as a kid, let me tell you, with all the stacks of lumber, if you didn't get run over by a giant front-end loader. But we just sure appreciate everything that Stormy Cromer and you and your dad have done for Operation GI Barbecue. And those hats are very popular. We still have a few left, and we're going to be selling them at our final event, which is May 14th. We have something here called Blessing of the Bikes, which is a rally in Baldwin, Michigan, where 40,000 motorcycles will show up to have their motorcycles blessed. And a very big event. So that Saturday, a famous smokehouse in the area has partnered with us, and they're going to throw a giant party. They're bringing bands in, and we're going to have a silent auction. We're going to auction off the Henry rifles that were donated by Henry Repeating Arms. We've got gift cards from Bonefish Grill. We've got some Stormy Cromers left, and Garrett's Appliance just gave us a big outdoor twin basket deep fryer. So we're going to have a great day, and there'll be lots of Stormies present at that event.
Well, that sounds great, and we're so happy to be a part of this effort and to support what you guys are doing for our troops, and I just think it's really important. We've had the opportunity to have to do a few other things here too that are in support of veterans, so it's definitely a cause that's near and dear to our heart, and so kudos to you guys for leading the charge, and we're glad to be a part of it.
Well, it's really cool, and now that the warmer weather's coming, you guys actually have a line of summer gear that's expansive, and I want you to tell us a little bit about your summer headgear and jackets, shirts, all that other stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. We just launched our spring collection last Monday, so it's pretty new. We just want to give folks a way to wear Stormy Cromer throughout the year so that come March or April, they don't have to put away their Stormy Cromer to not see it again till October. So we've come out with just a kind of a pretty basic line of summer hats, all still made in the USA, many of them made here in Ironwood. And, you know, ranging from traditional-looking Stormy Cromers in lighter fabrics to, you know, trucker hats and baseball hats and bucket hats and a sun hat for the ladies, kind of just trying to get into the summer headgear business and bring the same quality, the same attention to detail that we do in our winter caps. We've also got some bags, some wallets, some T-shirts, you know, basic stuff you need to survive this summer. I know it's short for us in the UP and even for some parts of the country, but you still need to switch out of your wool in any case.
That's right. And it honestly, you're going to change a tradition because it is always kind of fun in the fall when you get to get your Stormies back out, because I personally, having roots there, am probably a little unusually proud of wearing a Stormy, but also when they have the Grilling Guys or GI Barbecue logos on them, it makes it even better. But your new hats are waxed cotton.
Mm-hmm. That's a material we love to use. It's 100% cotton that's treated with a paraffin wax, making it water resistant, I guess. And we've got a number of hats in that fabric. It's great for the spring and the fall. We're working even on some new stuff to add in that fabric as well. We do some jackets, too. So it's a great material. It falls in line with wool being a natural material. We don't use a lot of synthetics here. It's just kind of not who we are. So having that waxed cotton is a nice option to add to.
Well, Gina, in studio with me right now, I've got a guy who's used to wearing a lot of hats, and he's a retired Army colonel. His name is Denny Gillum.
Hi, Denny.
Glad to meet you, Gina.
Good to meet you.
I sort of fall out of this because I've only been to the UP once, and that was I just got across the bridge one time for part of one day. But all of my wife's close friends are from up there, so I know that you guys are interesting people.
That's right. You have to come visit sometime. Make it all the way across to see us. We're way on the other side across from the bridge. So
yeah, he missed the best end.
That's right.
The West End's the best end.
knowing Bob, I know I'm going to end up there. And I also believe I will probably have one of your hats before I get there.
Well, it's actually in the car. I didn't bring it up to the studio. But Gina, I wanted to tell you, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And we are talking right now with Gina Jackwert-Thorson, who is the president of Stormy Cromer, a great sponsor of the show and a wonderful contributor to GI Barbecue. But, you know, one of the beautiful things about those gray wool Operation GI Barbecue Cromers you sent us was that when I get these big donors like Anthony Imperato from Henry Repeating Arms, you should have seen him light up when I handed him that Cromer. I mean, I went out to the factory a month ago, and it was kind of like handing somebody a $100 bill. You know how that lights somebody up, Denny?
Yes, it worked.
So even though your hat isn't as well known on all the coasts or both coasts and everywhere, it is spreading. And how many states are you distributed in now?
Boy, you know, I don't know statewide. It's got to be close to all of them, save for a few of the warm weather places. But we have about almost 800 dealers in the U.S. and Canada that are selling our products. So
wow.
We're getting out there. We're still definitely more well-known here in the Midwest, and we're working hard to increase that awareness. But it's really fun to be a part of this brand and to see it spread and to see us gain recognition and to hear stories like you just shared. It is a really unique product that we feel does make people's eyes light up when they get one. So we're going to just keep spreading the word and keep growing, keep expanding, keep creating jobs here in the UP.
Well, that's wonderful. And I can tell you personally that Henry Repeating Arms is going to be ordering Stormy gear with Henry embroidered on it. So
awesome.
They're pretty excited about meeting you as well.
Fantastic. We've had a few emails, so I look forward to meeting them in person also.
That's really cool. Gina, can't thank you enough. Definitely want to promote your product and tell everybody to spread the love of Stormy, because that's a Michigan company and all made in America. It's just a wonderful thing. So thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Have a great day, guys. It's great talking with you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, cool company. They bought that place. There were 11 SKUs. There were 16 SKUs. There's 1,100 SKUs there now, Stormy Cromer. So, okay, it's the Grilling Guys. We're going to be right back at ease.